I have it in my hand. There it is. Just unfold it. That is the official music news for the Freeformer, as read by Jack Miles. So what's been kicking off this week then in the music news? Well, Blur's new album has gone straight to the top of the charts. The Magic Whip went in at number one. It's their first release in 12 years and is their sixth chart topper. If you want a geeky music fact about this, whilst it was rising to the top, that album outsold the rest of the top five albums combined. That is incredible sales. That is mega, mega numbers there. They were also recently saying it in an interview as well, that they have plenty of other content for other albums. So fingers crossed, that won't be the last of Blur for a while. The Killers need a kick in the pants, according to lead singer Brandon Flowers. He's releasing another solo album next month. But I was asked by Rolling Stone magazine, what is going on with the band? He said they're on a little break, but apparently new music is in the pipeline. Alongside the Freeformer, to find new music, Instagram has made a specialist account. You can now go to the handle, @music. It'll highlight musicians to fans, also feature photographers and just everything that you can possibly think of in the picture form of the musical world. The Grams will also show different artists each and every week as well. Groove Shark has shut down. They've been messing around with licenses. The music streaming site has been facing long legal battles because of copyright problems. Back in 2011, they faced an £11 billion lawsuit. On the website, they released a statement saying, "Despite best of intentions, we made very serious mistakes. We failed to secure licenses from rights holders for the vast amount of music on the service." Not good stuff from Groove Shark. And finally, The Who could be announced as the next Glastonbury headliner. So we already know that Kanye is playing, as are the Foo Fighters. Well, according to the tabloids, The Who will be announced as the next act. It's not going to be announced until June, though, apparently. Couple more bits and pieces just to wrap up. Bob Dylan has announced a October UK tour. There's three venues, including London, Cardiff and Manchester. Prince has recorded a song for the people of Baltimore. It's because of all the civil unrest and rioting, but there's no release date on that yet. And Disclosure have announced that they're working on a new album. That is the Freeformer Music News with me, Jack Miles. More next week.